On October 17th, 2018, bustling downtown St. John's got even busier, trendier, and higher than usual. And it was even busier at the local weed spots. Weed's car checker, Andrew Hall, called it a kind of fun chaos. And how was your first day of legalization?
It has been madness. Everyone's so excited. This place is amazing. I'm really pleased with the way it all came together.
How does it feel to be the first store in Canada to sell marijuana?
It was really exciting.
People were swinging their 20 bags like they were Prada and Chanel. And the storefronts had sales on bongs and pipes. The Deborah Hashery was not exempted from the reefer madness.
How did your first day of legalization go?
I guess it was a lot like the other ones. Mayhem, I guess, like people expected it to be.
Now, was this mayhem like a fun kind of mayhem or a bad kind of mayhem?
Well, no, I'd say it was a fun kind of mayhem. Yeah, it was a carnival atmosphere, I guess you could say.
We day opened up the opportunities. A local tennis lounge, Matthew Brown set up shop for his catering business.
I'm Matthew Brown. I just sold my own company, Matty B's Cater Feeds. So yeah, this is my first day. Legalization's great. I'm pro-marijuana. I'm a medicinal marijuana user. I've been for almost 10 years.
I was going to ask, how was your first day? But I'm going to guess it went pretty well.
Oh, great. It's going awesome. Yeah, everything's gone perfect.
And what do you see in your future as medical or marijuana business owner?
This is the first day of legalization. I've always believed in cannabis for medicinal purposes, and I want to get into this to help other people too.
Despite Weed Day going over well for most businesses, on a national scale, we're facing a shortage. Many businesses were shortchanged, only receiving small portions of their orders. Thomas H. Clark told the CDC that he only received $10,000 of a $70,000 order. For Kicker News, I'm Rebecca Blake.